Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
And now, looking for a clearer financial picture specific to a giant taco salad, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Is there anything finer than a quality taco salad?
No.
I don't see no lettuce.
I couldn't
the real men of real men of genius.
I don't see no
commercials
lettuce.
Back in the day. We salute you, Mr. Taco Salad Inventor.
Is it healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
I don't see no lettuce.
That was one of my favorites because I love me some taco salad with about 3 pounds of cheese, 7.5 cups of salsa slash. What's the other, the chunkier kind? It's not salsa. I guess that's salsa.
Yeah.
And then sauce.
Yeah.
Salsa and sauce.
Yummy.
Oh, yes. Good stuff. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on a finally sunny Thursday, or Wednesday. I'm sorry.
What is that thing
it's
in the sky?
Thursday in my book, people. Thursday in my book. I've done everything I'm going to do today. My work is over. If you're expecting any kind of effort out of me, just ridiculous thought right there. Because I'm already on to Thursday.
Yep.
That's where I'm at. I don't know where you people are at.
I'm right here.
I don't know where my mic is at either, clearly, as I continue to set up.
Tight.
I was talking to Colin during the changeover, and I got behind in what I'm normally doing. Chatting about international soccer. I'm learning. Continue to learn. Anyway, a lot coming your way here today in the program. So we're going to talk to Brian Haney. Is he still in Chicago or is he back? No. Agreed to do it. Don't care.
I don't know.
I asked him his travel schedule when I booked him, and he said 11 a.m. works best for me, man. All right.
Let's do 11, man.
Sounds good to me, too.
Works in my world. I'm all good. All good with 11. 11 works fine for me. We will talk to Brian Haney coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Hear from Andy Reid. Get the very latest from the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs as Andy Reid will join us. He won't join us. I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll get his press conference.
As he returns to some semblance of a normal week.
That's right. It's a Wednesday. That means Andy Reid talks. We'll bring you that in the 11 o'clock hour. Frank Bull will be with us. Get some Frank opinions. Play What in the World in the noon hour. Jake Trotter from ESPN to make some sense. These college football playoff rankings. I don't know what these people are doing. Pretty much just almost nailing it, you know, with this, you know, we need controversy. Where is it? Where's the controversy, I ask you? Where is it?
Oh, there could be some controversy. We got 1 versus 6, 2 versus 3 in the future, 1 versus 6 in the future.
But everybody just bumps
up. Come
on, up,
chaos.
The only chaos we get is an Auburn or Ohio State getting in there with 2 losses over 1-loss teams. We could have our first, with Auburn sitting there at 6, we could have our first 2-loss team crack the playoff code. So Auburn beats Alabama, then beats Georgia. I think they're going. And I think it'd be a pretty easy case to make, wouldn't it? 14-6 loss to Clemson and a 3-point loss to LSU, and then wins head-to-head with a beatdown of Georgia. They would have beaten Georgia twice en route, and a win against Alabama. Is that resume strong enough? A thumping of Mississippi State, is that resume strong enough to go there as a 2-loss team? They're getting SEC love. I'm going to tell you that because I've got them up there too. I've got them, I think it's 7 in my AP top 25 ballot. They're getting benefit of the doubt. I mean, LSU, the SEC is again getting benefit of the doubt this year. I mean, I think that's something that if you're NC State, if you're the ACC schools, particularly with Clemson and Florida State success and winning championships here of late and playing for the championship and taking Alabama to the wire, I think some of the ACC schools could say, hey, whoa. Why all the love? Mississippi State at 16, LSU at 20. That's really boosting the resume of Alabama, Auburn, and Georgia. up at the top from the SEC. And if you're Clemson, you know, if you're NC State, you're saying, wait a minute, what's the difference here? I guess South Carolina's head-to-head against NC State probably goes a long way towards it. But the SEC is again getting the nod, rightfully so or not. And we'll talk about that. We're going to talk to Jake Trotter from ESPN and get his thoughts on where we sit now. Has the committee gotten it right, and how will it play out based upon what we've got on the board right now? So that's what we're going to bring your way today. Star-studded affair, I would say. We talk about some gets. You land Haney. I mean, that's a tough get, Rob.
It was.
I'd say that noon guess was a real struggle for me.
Yeah.
That's the toughie.
Frank is a get.
Not anyone can just have Frank Bull.
You got to do a full hour.
Trotter's good, though. I love getting Trotter today. And not that the other guys aren't. I'm just saying that, you know, give busting your balls. But getting Haney day after KU wins against Kentucky, which is where we're going to begin, that's good programming. So looking forward to talking to Brian Haney, get his thoughts about the win. And we'll start with that. KU does win. Kind of mixed emotions on this one. Maybe it's because Kansas didn't cover and I called for a double-digit win. Maybe that's it. Did the spread drop before the game?
I thought it went up a
Well,
tick.
That sucks. You know, that really sucks. Then Duke has got to make some free throws because I can't be made to look a fool in liking Kansas minus the 4.5. But I did nail it in saying Duke is not ready to come together as a team, and the Spartans are really the number one team in the country. So I'd like to claim victory off my projections of what will happen last night in the Champions Classic. It's what we do in talk radio and politics. Regardless of what happens, we rewrite the narrative and claim we nailed it.
I'd be more inclined to bury you on the Kansas prediction, except I was sitting there side saddle.
We got an out on that. Billy Preston being a no-go right before the game, we got an out on that.
Yeah.
Duke, I got nothing. They lost Bagley in the first half, didn't play at all in the second half, and they still get the win against Michigan State. I don't think Grayson Allen's going for 37 a game. If he does, we've got news.
Yeah.
But Duke looked really good, and that first game looked really crisp. Was the term that I think Scott Van Pelt used in comparison to the second game. Intriguing. I thought both games were compelling television and compelling basketball, but Michigan State and Duke did have more of an offensive flair. And I think sometimes we take a great offensive showdown and call that a crisp, well-played game as opposed to a defense. But I think in this one, that's accurate. I think the first game was a better game. Now, is that because Kentucky's younger and not quite as talented as Duke? There was no fifth-year senior in the middle to hang 37 to be the backbone of what Kentucky was doing. It was all freshmen. Yes, I think that's a big part of it. I think Grayson Allen played a big role in making the chemistry work. You kicked it around to Grayson Allen, and he didn't miss. I mean, that's a nice thing to have. Everybody else was a complimentary piece along the way, and it allowed it all to come together for Duke. Kansas didn't play a great game. Is that because of the length and athleticism of Kentucky? Yeah, let's give some credit to Kentucky. I think that certainly contributed to it. I think Devontae Graham will finish better in the lane in Ames. He's going to finish better. Malik Newman's going to finish better in the lane in Lubbock, in Manhattan, everywhere in the Big 12.
He won't just throw it up against the arms of the opposing team's
defensive
players.
Kentucky is very athletic. They're maybe on par with the athleticism we've seen from previous Kentucky teams. They're not as skilled.
No.
This is a more raw team. These are more there's. I don't see the guy that you go, well, that could be a star. Like Kerryon Fox, I loved him. I liked him better than Lonzo Ball coming out. What, I screw up a name?
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron. Was there a Kerryon Fox?
There was a Ke'Aaron Fox that Kerryon played Fox. Linebacker for the Chiefs.
There you go.
Former Steeler.
Up yours.
I knew it was a name, but I don't think I liked him at Kentucky.
You always called Ke'Aaron Fox Kerryon Fox.
Did I?
Yeah. And then so this.
So I got it right, though.
You got a different player, but still got the name
okay.
wrong. But you got Fox.
Well, I love me some Fox. I liked him over Lonzo Ball. We'll see. I mean, it's still early in those guys' career. Lonzo's a bigger athlete, but I like Fox.
I mean, yeah.
And these guys, the backcourt for Kentucky last night, Quade Green. Full disclosure, because I don't like to be a liar, he was supposedly a done deal to Syracuse and then ended up picking Kentucky at the end. So when I tell you that he sucks and he's the worst point guard ever, know that it's just purely an unbiased opinion. There are no sour grapes at all. I want to put it on the table, though, okay?
Full disclosure.
No, but Green is not Fox. And he's a good player, got some talent. You saw him, you know, break some things down, get into the lane, but he's not Fox. Diallo is not Monk.
Monk, no.
He's maybe even he's a better athlete probably than Monk, and Monk's a pretty good athlete. I mean, he's a raw
doesn't quite have
athlete,
a shot.
But no, and just doesn't have the skill.
Yeah.
I mean, all around, everywhere we turned with Kentucky, didn't see the skill. You know, raw athleticism, which athleticism plays more on defense than it does on offense. I mean, don't get me wrong; it's part of the equation on offense as well. But raw length, leap, quick, with some effort, we'll get it done. Kansas won this game off experience, off veteran. I will say this. Again, I'm not sure what I think about Kansas after this game or what changed or what my view is. I mean, I think they're a very good basketball team and a veteran team. We're going to talk about Billy Preston, which is the biggest story to come out of this game, because is this kid even going to play for Kansas? That's the biggest subject here for me as I sit here. But I'm not sure. I think I am. And it'll probably be put into context with what they do here moving forward. Like, if they run out and they run out to 19-0 and are steaming through the early part of the Big 12, then we're going to say they had a bad night and still beat a talented, athletic Kentucky team. That's what the narrative is going to be. I think, unfortunately, the future will write the story of what we think of this game. That's why I think it's important to let's try to define what we saw last night in that game. I think we definitively saw that off that game, Michigan State and Duke are definitively better than Kansas. Anybody argue with that? So particularly if Billy Preston doesn't play.
Yeah.
And I think we've got to entertain the idea that Billy Preston's not going to play. Didn't Preston have something even before he got suspended? Wasn't there something with Billy Preston?
He missed curfew, allegedly.
Right,
and
that
Friday
was Iowa
game.
State. But before that, wasn't there something else? I was trying to rack my brain. I was like, is this the third thing involving Preston? Like, did he not go to Italy? Is he the guy who punched the kid who transferred in and then transferred out? Who broke that kid's face? Was that Preston?
Let's see.
Was it Lawson? I don't remember. I was like, God, who was that? I can't remember that kid. Clearly, I'm not going to remember that guy's name. The Holy Cross or James Madison or Irish national team. Where the hell did that guy come
from? His name was Jack. Jack Hartman?
Is that sound
Jack
right?
Whitman?
No, that was a coach with K-State.
Nailed it.
20 years
Jack
older
Whitman?
Than you. I got an excuse to be forgetful on this stuff. What was that guy's name?
He was William & Mary kid. Jack
William & Mary, that's
Whitman?
Right. Whatever it was, tweet me, at Seren Petro. I'll give you credit if you're the first one to hit me up with the name of the kid.
Jack Whitman
Jack
nailed
Whitman.
It.
Jack Whitman.
Woo!
Well done. So somebody broke that kid's face in practice and then didn't go to Italy, right? Wasn't that the deal? Got left home?
Yeah, I'm trying to find that here.
Look that up, because I think there's something along those lines. But, you know, I do think I backed the bus up a little bit on this team. I'm going to tell you, Devontae Graham isn't finishing in the lane like Frank Mason did. Frank Mason finished better amongst the trees. That's why he was almost a first-round pick. At pick number 34, Graham didn't finish in there like that. Malik Newman didn't finish. You know who I backed up the bus on last night? Malik Newman. Did not finish amongst the trees. And, again, Lubbock, no problem. Ames, no problem. Stillwater, no problem. I think even Austin and Norman, no problem. But Malik Newman does not have that raw explosion at the rim, like you saw out of some of those Kentucky guys. More skilled player, better jumper, at least in a key moment, yes. Yes. Better player right now than the Kentucky kids, yes. Better player than Quade Green and Amadou Diallo come March? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's more bounce than those kids. So
Diallo does have some skill. Not the level of Monk or Fox, but He wasn't, compared to the others, he wasn't, to me, just an athletic guy. There was some...
No, but a lot of it was just the burst.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't go, what, 3 for 13? They only took 13 threes.
Yeah.
And they only made three of them, because this is... And Knox hit all three of them. Diallo, 0 for 3, 4 for 11 from the field. They got a lot of work to do at Kentucky. There's a lot of room to grow. I'll stand by it. Four seed, four or five seed, I call Kentucky. I'll walk back from that. two or three. I feel three seed because I think there's going to be some nights where it falls apart. I thought they brought it, and I thought Doug Gottlieb did a great job of alerting us to the fact that he said, look out, on the big stage, they're going to come at it. They're going to bring it, and they brought it, and Kansas withstood the storm without Billy Preston. So real good win for Kansas. I was surprised. Bill Self, very complimentary in the post game. He's not always like that, and I didn't know if he felt like this team needed a hug or he's got to build this team up because he saw the difference in athleticism. I mean, you tell me, Rob, you're rock chalk. Do you see a difference in athleticism between the two teams? Azubuike aside?
Yeah, outside of Azubuike.
And
Kentucky,
Vic?
Vic's a, yeah.
And I thought Vic went back at him, and you saw his bounce.
It was skill versus athletes last night.
Yeah.
And in November, I mean, when the skill is so raw for one team and the skill is a lot better, the skill team's going to win.
So here's what I would post.
March is scary, though, because those athletes are going to acquire more skill.
Yeah, but they got a lot of skill they got to acquire. I mean, I agree. They could be. If you're Kansas and a one, you do not want to see Kentucky as the four. Right? You don't want to see them as the three in the Elite Eight either. No, I'm with you. Yeah, there's a lot of talent. Knox can go. Knox had really played poorly before last night. He showed himself. He stepped up and played a big game. And Knox is a baller. I think the Richards kids, they all of them have ability.
And Knox, at 20 points, you still kind of got the idea, like, he could have scored more. Like,
unleash the fury. Be
the
more selfish. Go, kid. Yeah. You're the only guy who's knocking down shots.
He deferred a lot.
And I think he's one and done, but I don't know the rest of the squad.
Richards and Washington were terrible most of the night, the other two freshman starters.
Yeah. I think you know, there'll be some that are probably pushed out for transfer, but I think these are going to be guys that in 2 or 3 years are part of a team that's preseason number one. Knox will be gone, but Quay Green's not going anywhere. Diallo may jump and get picked late because of the athleticism in the first round, but I think he'll certainly be back next year. And another year, you know, then that Kentucky team looks fierce. But I don't want to see, if I'm Kansas, I don't want to see Kentucky in the Elite Eight because they're going to be a really different team after they've hung 36 more games under their belt. And that'll look different. I don't know. I'm curious what Kansas fans think of this team right now. First big challenge with the score counting. They survive in advance. I mean, I take this game all day in the NCAA tournament. They didn't play their best basketball. But, they played six guys in 6 minutes of Mitch Lightfoot. And that was too many for Lightfoot. I'm going to be real. I mean, for what we're talking about, for what the expectations are, and we did discuss this on Friday going into the game, and I know Danny picked up and ran with it on Between the Lines, too, on what you know, we always like to set. What's a disaster? What's failure? What's acceptable? What do we expect from this team? And then what's a real success? And for me, I expect, and everybody should, and I think we all did agree, another conference championship. They're definitively the best of the Big 12. I think Sweet 16, I expect Elite Eight is success. I think, you know, Final Four being the bare minimum is just too much to ask of any team. But, you know, what they really want for it to be a great season for Kansas is a national championship. It's certainly a trip to the Final Four. And I really think they need Billy Preston. I mean, I'll give him credit. Guts, toughness, and understanding the stage and the effort level it takes. They dominated the glass, which got them by their bad shooting in the first half and gave them only a two-point lead. But that's why they had a two-point lead. Then they shot better, and they hung on and survived against a talented team. Good win. Great
win. You mentioned passing the test. You look at their non-conference schedule, this might be the only test for a long time.
That's just it. I mean, the next biggest test.
Syracuse, A&M. I mean, those
won
are
by
the
11
ones.
Against Iona and was toe-to-toe in the second half with Iona. And I'd have to go look. Iona may be the class of their league, but it's Iona.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They better be the class of their league.
I mean, Syracuse is very young, very young. Kansas should kick the crap out. I almost said the other word. They really should kick the crap out of Syracuse down in Miami. There's some athletes there that can go a little, and they're going to play the zone, and they're going to mess with you, and so it'll be a little bit different game. So, you know, if Syracuse pulled the upset, no, I would not be stunned. But they got a 7-2 center who can play makes Azubuike look like a marathon runner, as far as his endurance goes, and a little bit of length. So, yeah, I guess Syracuse will be a challenge because it's something different. But they're way better than Syracuse. They're certainly more experienced. I don't know. This schedule this year is going to be interesting. I mean, ASU, I don't, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe ASU's lurking right there. I don't have a vote this year, so I don't have them ranked 50 deep like I normally would coming into the season. So I can't tell you much beyond, you know, what I've seen in the preseason media polls. But they got to have Billy Preston back. And to me, that's where the discussion begins. What the hell is going on there? And do we look up who punched?
It was Dedrick Lawson.
It was Dedrick
He was
Lawson.
Suspended
okay.
For an altercation in practice, did so not go to Italy.
Okay. And Whitman caught an elbow from Lightfoot in camp. That was the Whitman part. That's
no,
the story.
No, he didn't. That's what it's... No, he didn't. He caught an elbow and ended up with a smashed in face, and another guy stayed home. You connect those dots. I've connected them on my end.
Okay. That's it. Just says he had a rough start in Lawrence after this is the article when he left. After being on campus about a week, took an accidental elbow from the teammate of Mitch Lightfoot during a June 13th drill at Bill Self's camp.
Quoting who?
This is Gary.
I don't buy it.
This is Newland Bedore's story in the Star back when he left in July.
I'm going to call it Bolt. You know where that one was going. No. I don't think so, but that's good. That's good to know that it's not the third different thing.
Right.
And that's a tech. That's just me connecting dots again. I don't have anything there, but I'm just not buying that. I don't know. I'm intrigued. I'm curious what Kansas fans think. It was a great win. There's no doubt. You go beat Kentucky in a Showcase National TV game. Awesome. Great job. But where's the ceiling on this team? I mean, I give Azubuike credit for going 34 minutes because, I mean, Bill Self told us 25, and I think 25 is where he's most effective, and I think you need the other 15 minutes from Billy Preston to really make this thing go because they looked like they were just leaning at the tape when Lightfoot was alone inside. And give him credit. They played well. I mean, it's kind of like a Villanova team, you know, with a better guy in the middle when Azubuike's out there, not as good when it's Lightfoot. They need Billy Preston. So I don't know. I'm really intrigued. Bill Self always does such a great job of building a team, and he's got work to do, but I'm not sure where the ceiling is on this team. Yeah, I heard a lot of people, well, Svi had a good game. I'm like, did he really? Like 7 of 18? I mean, is that where we're at now? 7 of 18.
He had a good shooting night by comparison.
3 of 10 from the arc?
It wasn't good. It was by comparison.
Like he made a 3, and it was like, well, Svi's got it going. Not that he got 3 open looks and finally drained the third early on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that one possession.
I mean,
clank, clank. Oh, there it is.
Wide open's got to be 50% minimum.
That's when KU was just killing him on the offensive glass.
Owned it. And a lot
15
of,
to 1 in the first half.
A lot of long, and that stat's overrated too because there were a lot of long offensive boards.
Yep.
It wasn't like they, 4 white jerseys boxing out.
And they got a lot of 50-50 balls in the first half.
They
were just a step quicker to the ball that was just kind of bouncing
out of your team.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Generally speaking, Kansas fans just say, oh, we're great, and don't ever worry about it. I'm curious, for the hardcore basketball junkies, what you saw out of the Kansas Jayhawks. What was your reaction? They were better than really the youngest Kentucky team that John Calipari's ever run out there, but they certainly didn't mop up the floor, and they've got a cloud looming over their head. What the hell is going on with the car that Billy Preston's driving around? Is this just a gross overreaction to the FBI scandal, and so he borrowed a friend's car? But, hey, we're not messing with anything. We're not having games stripped away. I mean, if there's even a hint, if anybody could even make up an impropriety, we're sitting a guy? I don't know. I'm open to that fact. That he's borrowing his roommate's car, the kid who's lives next door to him, and he crashed, and it's like, that kid's a rich kid, and he's got money. You know rich kids are who live in the dorm with him, the half that have to be real students. I'm sure mommy and daddy gave some money to get into that dorm. If you're staying there, so who knows? I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on with that car thing, but it's one damn cloud that a team that right now has 7 scholarship players that played last night. 7. It's a cloud that this team doesn't need. 913-310-810. You're in the program.